Sustainability in ministry is what I care about. I want you to be able to do what God's called you to do for a long, long time. So I answered the question in my own mind, what contributes to sustainability in ministry? And we're now down to four signature themes that I keep bringing to you, and you see it in print. You can go to our webpage, and if you cut me, it's what I bleed. And that is the four phrases: get connected, keep growing, take a break, and address it now. Some of that material is in your conference book, and I'd like you to pull out the one about I'm growing. It's actually about three or four pages. We chose not to staple them together because you're going to use one as a worksheet potentially. Get connected because it's dangerous to do ministry alone. Keep growing because you're not there yet. Take a break because you should practice the rhythm, the work-rest cycle rhythm that God has built into Scripture. Old Testament, I meant Old Testament, and New Testament. And address it now because living with a known risk factor, tolerating a known risk factor, is also risky. Why not let God deal with something in you, for you? And so today I'm going to emphasize the keep growing. And you'll see the content of that keep growing is now basically morphed a little into two main parts. Keep learning more about yourself. And I'm kind of giving you my own personal journey here. I think the seminal thought for some of this came when the thoughts came from two books. One was, you know, when you start in ministry, you got to pretty much be willing to do everything because you're a generalist and you get called, and so your circle's big, but you work towards building teams so that you can become more, and so you can do more and more of that which you're really good at. I think it was Dale Burke who probably put that the best for me, and I remember reading about that. The other was the basic book on first half of life and second half of life, Bob Buford, where the first half of life you work at being successful, and the second half of life you work at being significant. You are a learner in the first half, and then you give back in the second half. And both of those just sort of led me to say, you know, what that takes is my learning more and more about myself. Who did God make me to be? And I urge you to do that, and we've got some ways suggested here on the Keep Growing, the blue sheet, it involves tools like Ministry Match and Strength Finders. Ministries Match, we've made part of the actual placement service now, so that if you go into placement and are looking for another opportunity, included in that is an opportunity to learn more about yourself. We also now do it oftentimes for teams. That is, a church team says, hey, if we have all six of our staff or all three of our staff or both of us take Ministry Match, would you then do some comparisons and tell us who we are to each other? And we provide those to you free, in the sense that it's just one of the services, and obviously it's partly your dues and partly your fair share giving and things like that that makes it possible to do that. But Ministry Match is one of those, and more recently, Strength Finders. Some of you know the book, Now Discover Your Strength, and my own journey included taking Strength Finders, and if any of you are familiar with it, my top Strength Finder is, can you put it in a category at least, maybe? It's empathy. I care. And I care a lot. My second one, though, is Includer. So here I am helping all of you to be a part of this. Maximizer, adaptability, and ideation are my five strength finders. Those of you who are involved at all in Reach Global know that this is it's used extensively now within Reach Global as well. I urge you, if you've not ever bought the book and taken and getting the results, it'd be a great idea. I also, more recently, John Ortberg's book, The Me I Want to Be, I find it a I found it a very helpful book, and now Tim Addington just came out with a new book called Live Like You Mean It. These are the kinds of books that teaches you about yourself. The other thing, though, is to engage in intentional growth plan. And what I've found as I watch pastors across the country is some people are just very intuitively lifelong learners. They're just always thinking about what do I need to learn next. And their month is planned and their year is planned, sort of almost as just part of how they breathe. But that's not true of me. And it's not true of a lot of others. You need a bit of a guide of how to do that, how to live intentionally, or how to do lifelong learning. So I put together, some years ago, a far more complicated program called Pursuing Excellence Together. I dropped the pursuing, so it was just Pursuing Excellence, because I didn't really want a pet plan. And everything gets made into three letters these days, so Pursuing Excellence became the shorthand way, but it was too complicated. And you know what? I'm a learner, and I found out it was too complicated. So I put it in this simple form. All I'm saying is if you want to be a lifelong learner, it's really valuable to every now and then stop and say, what could I learn in the next 2 years in three areas of life if I would just intentionally set out to do so? And I've included my present I'm growing plan. I just want you to know what I'm thinking. So it's not complicated. In the area of spiritual formation, I heard a message by a pastor at an Allegheny district conference that was from the Psalms, and I said, I don't know how to preach like that from a psalm. It was fantastic. So I was in the process of putting this together, and I thought, why don't I do this? Select 15 psalms, and you can read the details. My second activity in that area was, while I've had a prayer team, I've not been as intentional about communicating with them regularly. So there are 8 Ministerial Association members, they all happen to be, but there's 8 pastors across the country with which I communicate regularly, and I say, you know me, you will know me better because of the things I'm willing to tell you, and I just invite you to be my prayer partners. And this prayer partnership has been wonderful. And 2 of these friends I now do an annual couple-day retreat with. And how can I be this old and have learned this basic thing this late? But it's been fantastic. I urge you to think of prayer partnerships. But it doesn't matter. Just something under these 2 areas of spiritual formation. Then 2 things under personal well-being. And decided that this time I better begin to address finishing well. Not because I'm stopping, but I'm a lot closer to that than I ever used to be. And privately, secretly, my wife is significantly older than I am. So I'm having to do some of this thinking based on the fact that she's reaching these stages. So we just said we need to think about housing options, ministry interests, retirement activities, personal finances, age-related health issues. And one of those, God... I felt comfortable saying yes because we together, I'm not putting it all on Carol, but she said last spring, maybe we ought to get to where we could live on one level and get a house that serves us better and think about where we would want to retire. Hi, hon. I'm sorry I didn't see you sitting back there. So we said, okay. Boy, was that okay a big deal. We had house repairs to do and put it on the market and watch it. And we've lived in a staged house for 6-7 months and then 40 showings, no offers, take it off the market, go off and do a pastors and wives retreat in Colorado, come back home, sitting in our living room. Actually, she's in the living room. I'm over at the storage unit bringing back the second load of stuff from our storage unit because we took it off the market. Somebody drives by, sees the sign hasn't been taken down, pulls in the driveway, said, we want to live in this neighborhood. Is this house for sale? And we sold it 2 weeks after we took it off the market because that's when God wanted to sell it. And God answered one of our things here. Description of second activity, be refreshed and renewed by taking a 2-month sabbatical, and that I'm still working out the timing on. Ministry excellence. You see how simple it is? But I'm farther along because as one who doesn't naturally do intentional living or lifelong learning, I have a habit of every couple of years creating one of these, and I get things done that I otherwise might skip. So I'm asking you to consider doing that, unless you're already doing that. If it's natural to you, amen. Keep doing it. Appreciate you. You're going to be sustained in ministry. If not, consider doing so. And so for the next, till noon, till we serve, I want you to consider either going together as a staff team and just talking about this. Do you practice growing? How could you do it better? As I said, the friendships that you've established with each other, two, three, four of you that just want to be together in a small group, prayer partner that you've already got established, and or just get off by yourself and do it privately. The campus is large. There are many places you can get into. We'd ask you not to use that building right out there because that actually is a school, and it would be better if we didn't invade that space. But there's a huge sanctuary over here with multiple classrooms and additional sanctuaries, and there's this room down here. And those of you north of some line, you think it's still warm outside, so some of you can go outside. Others of you know that it's below freezing already here and don't want to do that. But just wherever you'd like to go till noon, and at noon, we'll be ready to serve lunch to you. Any questions or quick feedback or testimonials or whatever you might like to add? Well, I trust God uses this next 40 minutes or so then. Remember, at 12 o'clock or at 1 o'clock, you can take a quick tour of the campus if you want. And Greg Strand has asked me to do one more thing. For supper tonight, those of you who serve on district boards of ministerial standing, affectionately known as D-bombs, those of you who serve on one of those kinds of boards are invited to have supper together and spend the part of the time together, but we'd like need to know how many meals to order. So if you're a D-bombs person who would likely be eating supper here and meeting with them, would you, you know what would be best? Let's stand, because then we can count you a little bit easier. Would you stand real quick? And Greg or Liz, you're getting the count? Yeah. Now stand up long enough to get counted. Great. Thank you so much. We'll see you again about 1:30, although we'll serve you lunch at 12 noon. Thanks so much.
Beautiful one who came. here.